Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, July 21st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. 100 church leaders are arrested in China. Operation Mobilization and Wycliffe form a partnership, and Vision moves closer to reality for a ministry in Mexico. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, the communist government broke up a Christian conference in western China last week, termed an illegal religious gathering. Military police officers arrested over 100 church leaders at a retreat center. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, believes the government persists in their pressure on unregistered churches in an effort to control them.
That presents a natural conflict for those in the leadership of the Communist Party there in China. They're fine with people being Christians as long as they're communist first and Christian second. Obviously, as Christians, we're called to be Christians first before anything else.
Nettleton explains the meeting was aimed at training and encouraging Christian workers in China's western frontier province. That is likely to continue.
There is a great missionary movement within the house churches of China. We can pray that that will continue. We can pray for the safety of these Christian workers who are venturing out in incredible ways to reach people for Christ.
Next, a partnership between Operation Mobilization and Wycliffe Bible Translators is expected to encourage short-term missions and Bible translation. It's called Spectrum, and it was signed Monday by OM's USA President Rick Hicks and Wycliffe USA President Bob Creason aboard the Dulos ship in France. Creason is excited about this new initiative.
We believe that there are a number of OM people that would be interested in Bible translation, and Rick has opened up the door for us to place people on the ships to see if some of those people who are completing their service on the Dulos might be interested in Bible translation in the future.
The need for translators couldn't be greater.
And we'll be doing some training opportunities on ship to expose people to those opportunities. There's 2,737 Bible translations need left in the world, and we're hoping that OM will provide some of the people that will help complete that task.
Pray that God would encourage many young people to join Spectrum and that God would move in their hearts to go to the field full time. You're listening to Mission Network News. Filling the stomach and soul is the goal of a new training opportunity taking place this summer. Food for the Hungry is partnering with the Chalmers Center to host the Christian Economic Development Institute. Pete Howard attended the training in Bangkok, Thailand earlier this summer.
They do it from a biblical standpoint, so they're not trying to teach people how to get rich, but trying to teach people how to provide for their family and take care of the needs of others around them, and how to become spiritually rich, how to develop themselves and their family spiritually.
Howard says the results attract non-believers.
As through economic development, Christians take care of their needs and other people's needs, people get excited and say, what is it about those Christians? I want to be involved with them. And that in itself, so I think economic development in and of itself can be an evangelistic tool.
The new training takes place August 2nd through 11th in Lookout Mountain, Georgia. Meanwhile, Hugo Ministries says they're closer to seeing Vision become reality in Mexico. The ministry has $30,000 towards the purchase of some property for a women's home and a second story. Called El Faro, the ministry's vision is providing a safe learning environment for women recently released from prison. Part of the training includes biblical principles that will help reshape lives in the transition period. As the ministry grows, the property will allow for the addition of more bedrooms and a classroom. And the Evangelical Free Church of America reports children at the VBS program of a California church are reaching out to Mongolian children. The group raised over $1,500 towards the building of the youth camp in Mongolia, where several minority groups remain unreached. Kids are attracted to the camps by outdoor recreational opportunities and the chance to interact with native English speakers. The camps are an effective way to let kids hear for the first time about Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.